Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why work from home when your office could be in Yellowstone? 2021 will be the year to rediscover the outdoors. Mid-America RV is your gateway to adventure with their diverse selection of travel trailers, fifth wheelers, teardrops, and toy haulers. They have the right size RV for any vehicle, all covered by their exclusive RV warranty forever. Game days, remote work getaways, and family vacations are all better in an RV from Mid-America RV. Experience travel like you never have before. Find out more at midamericarv.com. Well, guys, welcome in to the latest episode of Two Guys Grow on a Podcast without my main two guys. But I decided that I would do a Q&A for this show earlier in the year. I was gone on vacation and Matt and Mello did a Q&A. And just so you guys could ask them any question, whether it be football or whatever. So I figured I would do the same while they are both out, but I was not going to do it by myself, although I could talk to a brick wall. I decided to bring in someone who knows me very well. My younger brother, Blake, is joining us today. So, Blake, welcome and congratulations and welcome to your first podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm very excited to ask you questions.
Yeah, ask me questions. I bet you would know like 90% of the answers too, but it's always good to have someone here that can help you out. But before we get started, we do have to plug our guys at Manscaped, our presenting sponsor, Two Guys 20 for a discount. And actually, Blake, you are the beneficiary of all of the free stuff that Manscaped sends me that I don't particularly use as a female that you can use, although females can use it. Two Guys 20, 20% off.
Manscaped, yeah. Great product. I've been using them since the Lawnmower 1.0, back when it just had a battery in it. But now, great products, and thank you for sending up my sister all this stuff.
Yeah, that was a good plug. Good job. And also, if you didn't hear our dog in the background, it's because he's upset that he's the only sibling being left out of this podcast, apparently. So that's the nature of this podcast. We keep it very, very real around here, and he's clearly frustrated that we both are in rooms and he is not welcome in. So that's a bummer. But anyway, a little bit more about Blake. So he's 20 years old, goes to the University of Arizona. And do you want to tell everybody your major and what you do? This is like a job interview. What's your
I'm
major?
I'm a political science major. I plan on going to law school after I finish up my senior year. I'm currently studying for the LSAT, so that should be very fun. And hopefully I become a sports agent and work in sports just like my older sister.
Hey, look at that. And also, for those wondering, he did get to choose where he went to college. I didn't force him to go to the University of Arizona. I mean, yeah, sure. Like, we'll just say that.
Yeah, I had a choice.
You did.
I did.
I showed you when you were like 10, you were at like tailgates seeing what the University of Arizona was all about.
Fun. Yeah.
And so you were like, all right, I'll go there. So in my defense, Arizona sold itself. I just had to get you there when you were younger. So
yeah, very true.
Okay, but speaking of college, today is a huge day. We are recording on Thursday, and it's been a crazy day because everybody in college athletics, college students, athletes, can now make money off of their name, image, and likeness. Yesterday, at the last second, the NCAA stepped in and said, we'll make this a universal thing so the schools and players in different states that had already passed bills will not get the advantage over others. And so now people are able to sign with sponsors, which is crazy. And then also today, everyone was talking about how Reggie Bush needs his Heisman back. Reggie said that he's reached out to the NCAA, and they have not said, hey, we'll reinstate your Heisman, we'll give you back your records. Nothing yet. So I'm hoping a public push on the internet will give that back to him. Blake, you're probably too young to remember Reggie Bush stuff, but the other part of this is you've seen documentaries over and over about, you know, all the stuff that he did in his career, so I know that you know this. It's a huge day for college sports and just awesome all around, and very excited to see all the sponsorship deals that have happened. We've got like a Petco one already, but it's a cool day for college athletics, and it'll change the way things go from now on.
Yeah, it's a very big day. I think Reggie Bush should definitely get his Heisman back, although I was 6 years old when he won it. I definitely think that should happen.
It's making everyone feel old now.
Oh, yeah, very old. And I love the power grab by the NCAA to just be like, no. It wasn't states that made this happen. We made this happen.
Right.
That just be like, oh, we're still in charge here, even though
they're not.
They're not.
There's no reason for them to be around anymore. So really,
no.
It's fascinating, but you're right. At the last second, they're like, oh, we're going to make this our thing. Because they didn't want to do the work. They didn't even put the legwork in. They let some of the states figure it out before they did. So,
yeah,
also,
exactly.
Shout out to all the compliance people that work at universities. I'm so sorry. I'm sure today was really crazy. And it's a holiday weekend, so please enjoy the holiday weekend. And then get back on that grind, because those deals are going to keep on rolling. But very, very exciting. The other part of this is, so like Spencer Rattler had tweeted that he is going to donate a lot of his money. So it's good for everyone, I think. If you're on the side of, hey, people shouldn't get paid, that seems like a weird place to be. So get on board, because the train is a rolling. But someone submitted a question after the NCAA news came out that they wanted to know. So we'll start this off with our question, our Q&A today. If you could be sponsored or sponsor one brand or item, what would it be?
For me, it would absolutely be Blue Powerade, just the blue kind specifically, because it is by far the most superior sports drink ever created.
Interesting. That was a dig at Gatorade, but okay.
Oh, Blue Powerade's the best. It goes Blue Powerade, Blue Gatorade, anything else.
No, Yellow Gatorade. Yellow Gatorade is the superior Gatorade with the twist top. You're too young.
Yeah,
you're just young.
Okay,
you're
yeah.
Really
with any Gatorade with the twist top is amazing. It just tastes different.
That's a good choice, because I'm pretty sure that Powerade is owned by Coca-Cola. So that's like a good plug. Because when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about like all of the biggest brands. But then I was like, okay, how about be like, because I also posted something on my social media of like, be true to your brand. And like my brand is like sports, like the feels and wine. So any wineries around here thinking that they need an influencer or a sponsor, that would probably be mine, just because I would want to influence people in drinking good wine, not just your boxed wine or whatever. But that would be my plug, or any sort of like Sephora or Ulta or places like that, because that's where most of my money goes. So I feel like that would be really beneficial if I could get one of those deals done. But Blue Powerade was a good call. I like how you were very specific with that.
Oh, yeah, just the blue kind.
Just the blue kind. All right, well, we're going to move into other questions, but Blake, I'm going to let you ask some of them, and you'll give your answers when you feel like it, but no pressure. I know it's your first time, so go ahead and kick us off.
All right, so the first question that was submitted is, when did you know you wanted to be in sports journalism?
I knew I wanted to be in sports journalism pretty young. I would say 15 years old. I was probably like a junior in high school. Yes, I was very young in high school. And that was right when my like soccer career was ending. So my dream of playing on the U.S. women's national team had ended because I had bad knees. And I always just was around sports, and growing up, obviously you know this, like there was always just sports on in our house, and like discussions in our family were always around sports, and I just loved the way it brought people together. And so when I realized I wasn't going to play a sport, I was like, all right, well, I want to be involved in sports, and I was passionate about it. And my parents always, our mom was very adamant of like, do what you love, do what you want to do. And so I've always been supported in that aspect. So it's like, okay, if I wanted to work in sports, that's what I was gonna do. So, I ended up deciding that pretty young. And then when I got to college, I tried every sports job you could possibly imagine. I was a stat runner. I covered tennis. I covered basketball. I covered football. Everything you could possibly imagine. And got the best experience at U of A. And then lucked out and found this job listing. Well, not this specific job listing that I have on now. But a job listing at Bleacher Report on Twitter. And applied for it. And the rest is history. And I've been there for almost 7 years now, which is so crazy. It makes me feel very old, but I was pretty determined to just make it happen. There was no other field that I could see myself really being in, and I do really love how sports, I always say that it's like the universal language. I know people say math is, but I think that sports really do bring people together. And even if you're not a big sports person, you know of like the biggest names or the storylines or the really sweet human interest stories that happen from them. So I think that is sort of what brought me into the sports journalism realm. So, and hopefully one day you will also work in sports.
Yep, hopefully. Pretty soon.
Pretty soon. You got law school to get through.
Yeah, got a few more years.
Yeah, and if anybody who listens to this podcast has gone to law school or like know someone who went to law school and loved where they went to law school, send us a DM, because we are going to try and hit up some places that Blake would like to go. And it's maybe some of them are on tailgate tour, maybe some of them are not. So just let us know what you think is the best law school out there, and we'll get him out to check out those campuses and see if you guys can sell us on those places, because our listeners are actually really good at advice for college stuff, if you will. Cool. The next question, I think this is a good one for both of us. If you could go to one sporting event, past or future, what would it be?
Okay, I've thought long and hard about this question.
Okay.
So my initial response was going to be whether or not, go back in time and see whether or not Babe Ruth actually called a shot. But my thought process with that was, what if he didn't call a shot and I just went back in time to watch one Babe Ruth home run?
That's
so
fair.
Yeah, so I ended up going with 1980 Lake Placid, the Miracle on Ice, because
that
atmosphere would be absolutely electric to be around.
Yeah, which is so great, because so I'm glad that I didn't know you were going to say this, because I do have a story about this. So when we were kids and we saw that movie in theaters, the Miracle movie, which is also probably one of the best sports movies there is, but we won't debate that right now. We were in the theater and you were really young. You were maybe like between the ages of 4 and 6-ish, I think. And you were like sitting in one of those booster seats, which is so funny, because if you guys aren't watching on YouTube, my brother is 6'8", and as a child he didn't need that booster seat, so I'm not really sure why he had one in the movie theater, but you know what I'm talking about. But when they scored the goal against the Soviets to take the lead, you stood up and were like cheering, and were like, yes! And because you thought it was, like, a live-action game. Like, you really did think that it was happening in real time, because you weren't old enough to know any different. The rest of us knew what was going to happen, just because we've either seen clips of it or actually watched it live. And you had no idea, so you stood up and cheered. And, like, everyone in the movie theater was, like, laughing and just, like, thought it was the cutest thing they ever saw. Because it was just a natural reaction. But it's just a testament to how, one, good that movie is, and, two, also just how wonderful and, like, passionate we are about sports, that you would, like, react that way. And that's normally how we react to sporting events that are live in our house. A lot of screaming and yelling here. But no, that was an awesome reaction. A good one to choose. I like that.
Absolutely. Great movie.
Yeah, great.
Why'd you want to play college hockey, Coxie?
Isn't it obvious? For the girls. I'm just kidding. I chose one that I was actually alive for, but I wasn't physically at. I would have chosen to go to the Game 7 between the Indians and the Cubs. For the Cubs to break their 108-year drought. I just feel like that would be a crazy atmosphere to be in. You and I got to go to Wrigley that year and experience what it was like to just be there for that season. And it was just a really cool atmosphere. So I would want to obviously go to a Game 7, I think World Series Game 7s, and how up and down that Game 7 was just be amazing to be at. And just, we were obviously rooting for the Cubs, but I think to, like, not be, I don't think I would handle going to games of, like, the teams that I was at, or actually I would choose the 97 Arizona national championship. Because if I, but I wasn't like an Arizona fan then, so I probably wouldn't have experienced it the same way. But if I was how I am now with Arizona basketball and got to go back in time and be that way, I would honestly cry. Like, there's 1,000% chance that I would sob my eyes out. Like, probably fall on the floor.
You would cry.
If Arizona wins a... Win, I should say. When Arizona win wins Arizona a wins. National championship in basketball in my lifetime, I will be inconsolable. Like, you will not be able to... I will just be sobbing. I'll be so happy. It'll be the greatest moment of my life, really. Not having kids or getting married or anything like that. Just Arizona winning
just Arizona basketball.
Just kidding.
I do really like the Game 7... choice because knowing Paige, she loves a hostile crowd and wouldn't mind taking heat from anyone because that Game 7 was in Cleveland, and I think she would absolutely love rooting for a team that A, is going to win, and B, not around people who aren't rooting for the same thing.
So I actually went to a game during the playoffs. I think it was... It was at, so they played at the Giants, and they won to move on to the championship series, I think. I think it was the division series. And we went, we had tickets through Bleacher Report, and I was with someone who was a lifelong Cubs fan, a lifelong Dodgers fan, and a, like, semi-Giants fan. So, like, we weren't real, I was rooting for the Cubs, obviously. We had gone, like, all in on being fans of the Cubs earlier in that year when the season started and had planned our trip to Wrigley and all that. So we were there, and there were fans behind us heckling us, and they scored 4 runs in the ninth to win. And it was, like, the craziest thing, because the people behind us, I went to turn around to say something, and they were gone before. Because I had, like, turned around, and I was like,
Giants fans. Peak Giants fans.
Yeah, right? I was like, okay, we get it. Like, you don't need to, like chill. It's fine. Like, and they're, like, talking shit and all this stuff. And... then the game's over and they win, and I turn around and they're gone. I turned around to say something. Obviously, I was going to be nice. You know what I mean? I was totally going to be nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. I was going to say, bless your heart, okay? Bless your hearts for being so rude. But yeah, so I definitely would love a hostile environment for sure. I can handle it. But yeah, that was definitely, that team was just really fun to watch, so... I think a Game 7 would be sick in any sport, really.
So the next question that comes up is, who starts a game first in 2021? Justin Fields, Trey Lance, or Mac Jones?
Well, I would like it to be Trey Lance, but it's probably not going to be. I'm going to go Justin Fields, then Mac Jones, then Trey Lance. Actually, so I'll rank them that way. I know it just says to pick one, but I Justin Fields is the answer for me. But I think that Mac Jones will get an opportunity to start before Trey Lance, unless Jimmy's hurt, which of course is always something
very
that could happen.
Possibility. Yeah,
there's a good chance. So knock on something, because I don't want him to get hurt. But who would you pick?
I would go with Justin Fields, although I hope he does not do well, just because I know the Bears organization.
We didn't get to that. I guess we should have told everybody. You're a Packer fan.
I am.
You're what we like to call a Packer backer.
I am indeed.
So that's obviously why you don't want the Bears to do well, but any thoughts?
I love Justin Fields. I hope he gets traded to another team and has a great career, but I just don't want him to succeed in Chicago.
Yeah, that's fair. We've talked about Aaron Rodgers a lot on this podcast, and we've gotten a lot of tweets of, like, stop hating on Aaron. Curious what your thoughts are. A brief summary of, like, what do you think happens next, sort of.
Oh, boy. Stop hating on Aaron? Oops. My whole opinion on the situation is, so if you didn't know, you can tell I'm an Oakland A's fan. So I'm a big fan of front offices. And, So I don't blame the GM, Brian Gutekunst, who I'm just going to refer to as the GM now because his name is very, very, very clunky.
I've said this to you before. I think that people, like, say his name so fast that they don't have to, like, be corrected at all. It's always Gutekunst. Like, it's so quick. Yeah. Anyway, you're not going to blame him?
I'm not going to blame him for drafting Jordan Love at all, because the watching every game of the 2019 season, yes, we went 13-3, but it was the ugliest 13-3 football team I had ever seen. Anytime we went up against a legitimate defense, we got destroyed. We lost to a San Diego Chargers team that was not good, or LA, excuse me.
They're all San Diego at this point.
Yeah, whatever. And we also played the Niners in the regular season, and it was very ugly. And then we played the Niners in the NFC Championship game after squeaking by Seattle, and it was very ugly again. And Aaron did not look like himself that season. There were so many passes that I have seen Aaron Rodgers make throughout his whole career that he just didn't.
Yeah.
It came out that his top two receivers were already off the board, so... he should go with the best available, and if it was Jordan Love, I do not blame him at all. But I also really think it's funny that Aaron Rodgers, being so petty that he just was like, well, I'm just going to come out and win MVP. I totally think it was a super petty, like, revenge tour for him. And now that he's holding out, like, they offered him a contract. Like, what more does he want? So I really think he's just holding out so he can leave.
Yeah, I'm sure do whatever. And it's going to screw them completely.
Well, it's fine. We have Jordan. Jordan Love's my guy. I've come to the conclusion that he's not coming back. I hope I'm pleasantly surprised. Yeah. But if not, Jordan Love's my guy.
All right. That's true dedication to the team. That is quite the... That was the nicest way of putting it. You're like, I love you, Aaron Rodgers. Go do your thing. I understand why you're doing it, but this is my guy if you leave, so bye. Which is fair. Totally fair. Yeah. All right, a non-football question is, if you could only have one Chick-fil-A menu item for the rest of your life, what would it be? Oh, so I'm going to roll with the spicy chicken sandwich. I put a lot of thought into this because the nuggets are good, and there's tons of stuff that's really... The mac and cheese is delicious. There are plenty of things on their menu that are so good, but I just can't see myself for the rest of my life never having a spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean? Like, that is the thing. And what's your choice?
Oh, the nuggets, by far.
See, and my thought was like, okay, if I'm just feeling nugs and not the sandwich, I can, like... rip apart the stuff and dip in the sauces.
Yeah, but it's still gonna be spicy. But like,
so
the nuggets, yeah, like the spicy chicken sandwich is great, but the nuggets are so versatile because if you don't know me, I'm a very big sauce person. I love a good dip.
That's
like
true.
Spicy sriracha, ranch, Chick-fil-A, Polynesian, they're so good, and they're not as good on a sandwich.
I love how you, like, made it, like, a sport. You're like, it's so versatile. Like, it sounds like we're breaking down, like, an actual athlete. But what do you think is the best Chick-fil-A sauce?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I love that. But also, I've been on a sweet and spicy sriracha kick lately. I wonder if it's just, like, summertime and spicy foods, whatever. But, yeah, no, I definitely agree with you that Chick-fil-A is by far the superior sauce, which I'm sure will upset a lot of people, because people usually have really strong
taste.
Even their
ranch is good.
It's next level. Like, we support Hidden Valley Ranch in this house, and that's great, but I'm curious what Matt and Mello think of ranch, because I guess they put ranch on everything. Like, that's, like, a big thing for fries and everything in the Midwest, I guess. But I'm very curious what they think about the Chick-fil-A ranch, because it is top-notch. There's something special in it. It's really different. Good. Yes, it is delicious. We love Chick-fil-A. That would also be some place that I would be down to have sponsor me. It's cool. Or just give me free stuff. That would basically be it.
All right. Next question we have. In honor of Tailgate Tour, what stadiums, regardless of sport, are on your bucket list?
Do you want to take this one first?
Yeah, sure. So I am a big baseball fan, so I really want to get to Fenway Park at least once.
Fenway Park.
I would really love to go there and experience a Red Sox game, especially just from everything I've heard about the atmosphere there. It seems like it would be very fun. Another place I'd really want to go is Lambeau Field. I've never been. And I know as a Packer fan, it's like, what? How can you not have been to Lambeau yet? I will be there soon. And finally, I changed it up. I'm going overseas with my third pick. I'm going with Emirates Stadium. Although it's new, I just really want to go see an Arsenal game because that is my football team or soccer team.
Footy. Football is life. which is the extent of what I know about. So the U.S. Women's National Team for me, by the way, if you have not watched the LFG documentary on HBO Max, please go watch that. I just need to put that plug in here. Outside of the U.S. Women's National Team, I'm not, like, the biggest of soccer watchers, but I have become more interested in it now that I've watched Ted Lasso. It's like a gateway drug to actual, like, international soccer. So very excited for the new season of that. If you haven't seen Ted Lasso, also watch that. These are our recommendations. People thought they were getting a Q&A. Really, it's just us recommending the things that we really like. Mine would also be Fenway, so we should just go to Fenway at some point this year. I am going to be in Boston, so if you want to show up, we can figure it out. And hopefully they're still playing in October when I'm there for a wedding. But, which it looks very likely at this point.
Yeah, they're good.
Fenway is one of mine. And then the other one, I'm also going across the pond. I'm going to pick St. Andrews, to watch a British Open would be my choice. Just because I feel like that would be such a cool atmosphere to be in a different country and experience sports in a different way. And also, I love golf. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know I love golf. I'm the only person on this podcast who really loves watching golf. I feel like it would be a really cool one to attend. But there, I also want to go see a football game, obviously, at Alabama and LSU. Those are the two on my bucket list. And you and I are going to cross off Alabama on our bucket list this year, so looking forward to that. It should be really, really fun. I feel like there's so many places that I would watch a sporting event. Like, I want to go to even, like, some minor league baseball stadiums that are in small places, because I just feel like anywhere you go and there's, like, a crowd that cares, that's where it's at. So yeah. Not in Oakland.
I feel like it's I feel like it's like picking your favorite kid. There's, like, no wrong answer here.
There's no wrong answer. There's no right answer.
There's no right and wrong answer.
I mean, we know who mom's favorite kid is. She's going to be so mad. She's like, I don't pick favorites. Right. It actually just depends on the day of the week for her. She'll admit that. It's like, depends on the day of the week for her. We rotate. Sometimes the dog surpasses us. But she loves us both equally. But depending on who she likes better that day. It doesn't mean she loves us equally.
Yes.
It's like, who she likes better that day is definitely. Shout out, Kath. She's going to laugh really hard at that part. Yeah. She'll for sure be the first listener of this podcast. Okay. Next question. This is more a question for me, but you can give us a hypothetical answer here. Ideal on the beach or water drinks. Okay, so here's my thing, is there's a difference between, like, Paige at the beach and Paige on the lake. Like, there's two different drinks. You also know that, like, I'm it's very much a vibe for me based on what I drink. Like,
obviously,
how the vibe's
it's
going.
A vibe.
Like, 4th of July is this weekend, and I'm not really a huge beer drinker.
She's going to have
drinking
beer.
I'm going to have a Bud Heavy. That's just how it goes. It's the
or,
vibe.
Or a Boulevard Wheat 100.
Yes, that too. Thank you for... Shout out Boulevard. Good plug. But my ideal beach drink, so, like, we were just in Hawaii, and a Tropical Monkey is my go-to beach drink because it is basically, like, it's basically a pina colada with vodka, but not with rum, with vodka, and they add chocolate syrup to it. And they actually make them very strong at the Westin in Maui. Definitely, I'm sure they make them strong in Miami as well. But that's my recommendation to everyone. Maybe try Tropical Monkey. And then I would have to say, like, on the lake drink, either, like, a seltzer or, like, a spritz in can. I will say Boulevard does make really great cocktails in a can. I feel like just you have to be easy. And also, one of the other things that we should get a sponsor for is Brewmate, because we actually use those Brewmate sleeves all the time. So you got to get your Brewmate on the lake with your Boulevard is my plug there for all those things. So that was a free shout out, Brewmate. Hit me up if you need anything else. Maybe free stuff or a discount code, whatever. But hypothetically speaking, when you are legally of drinking age, Blake, what would be your go-to beach and lake drink?
Yeah. So when I turned 21 and have
your first sip of alcohol. I took the words right out of your mouth.
Exactly. Yeah, we're definitely not related.
No.
I would probably go with a beer because it's the simplest drink, and like we've said, I've heard Boulevard Wheat 100 is great on a lake, and I wouldn't put it past them to be great on the beach.
Yeah. All right, that's fair. Yours was the same answer for both. You're not really about the vibe. You're just about, like, what you can withstand for a whole day, which is probably the smarter choice because, not naming names, but maybe a 4th of July that was spent in quarantine, somebody fell asleep in the afternoon and the other person was not asleep after day drinking. So, who knows? Not naming names. But you just never know. All right. This last one that we have is, like, a 3 or 4-parter. So we will start with, I'm going to start with the non-football question.
All right, go for it.
Which is better, peanut butter or jelly? I mean, I'm going to go peanut butter because that's what I eat the most. I don't know if it's better, but it's like the more, like I eat it all the time. I don't just eat jelly by itself. I eat peanut butter by itself and I eat peanut butter and jelly. But, which is actually not true because I love a good charcuterie and I'm good. I love like put the jam that comes on top of the cheese that you can put on there. So that's a tough choice. I'm going to stick with peanut butter, not crunchy, smooth peanut butter. Peanut butter is not horrible, but I don't like love it. You know what I mean?
Crunchy,
like,
peanut butter and creamy peanut butter are both amazing.
Okay.
But
I'm going to go peanut butter on this just because it's the one I eat the most.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go jam, even though I love peanut butter, or jelly.
What's the difference between jelly and jam?
I think it's like, seeds, I'm pretty sure. Like, jelly has seeds in it, like, it's just, like, crushed.
Really?
Don't quote me, but I think I looked this up.
I'm very curious what the difference is between jelly and jam.
Yeah, I would go with jelly over peanut butter because I'm a big fruit person, and I think it's way, like, again, more versatile.
That's true.
There's grape jelly. There's strawberry jelly. There's orange marmalade, which is my personal favorite.
I think peanut butter goes with more though, like peanut butter and honey. Peanut butter, honey, and banana sandwich. You don't just have, like, a jelly sandwich.
If I'm putting something on toast, it's going to be jelly.
Like, I like peanut butter. Because, like, if it's warm and it, like, melts a little.
Yeah, but no.
Okay. To disagree. That's totally fair.
We can agree to disagree.
That is fair. We've learned that we have to do that in our house because we'll just go round and round. And also, my brother wants to be a lawyer, so he's arguing with, he has to be right, so you gotta let it go at some point. Next question. What are your thoughts about Justin Herbert winning the MVP this year? The person wrote, because besides Mahomes, that's my pick to win it. So, here's the thing. You're spot on about the fact that Patrick Mahomes is probably the favorite there, and there's also another guy who we did not expect to be still at his peak performance, but is in Tom Brady, which, fingers crossed, maybe it comes down this year and we finally see, like, an off season or something. And also Aaron Rodgers as well when he's playing at his best. I think for Justin Herbert, one, I need to apologize to Justin Herbert. I don't know if I've actually ever done this on the podcast. I feel like I may have, but just to cover my bases here. I was very critical of him coming out of school because I just didn't see, like, I guess I didn't look past what he was being forced to, the system he was being forced to play in at Oregon. So we didn't see all of his talents, and I think the Chargers have been, you know, using him to the best of his ability. Obviously, he surpassed any expectation we would have had for his rookie year. But I think the other part of this, though, is that I don't look at the Chargers and go, oh, you know what? That's a Super Bowl team. And I think you have to be on like a realistic Super Bowl contender. Not to say that it's impossible for them, but it's pretty impressive if that actually happened. It's not a bet I'm willing to make, so that I think also plays a factor in it. I do think in the next couple of years there will be windows for him to be able to win it if he consistently is this good. But again, he's playing in a league with Patrick Mahomes, and that's just the nature of the beast.
I think it could happen, but the biggest thing that makes me say that it couldn't happen is last year when Justin Herbert came into the league, he was the only person on that offense learning a new playbook. Mm-hmm. This year they have a new head coach, and they're going to be running a new offense.
That's great.
So that entire offense is going to be learning a new playbook. So I do not see him winning the MVP, although I should apologize to Justin Herbert too, because one of my closest friends is a Charger fan.
Shout out, Chase.
And I constantly told him that Justin Herbert was going to be the next Mitch Trubisky because he was very inconsistent in college and threw way too many screen passes, and that wasn't going to fly in the NFL. But he proved me wrong. So I think they'll be a very good football team, but I do think they're a few years away.
Yeah, that's totally fair. That's a good point. And also, we love Chase, so sorry, Chase. And I hope the Chargers can win a game.
And stay healthy.
Yeah. And because I feel like they've been in a lot of games. I mean, even the game against the Chiefs, they've been in games. They're able to stay in games. It's just, and Justin Herbert is a big part of the reason they were in those games. So, yeah, that is an unfortunate situation when it comes to those sort of awards. It's just the nature of it. And Patrick Mahomes, I mean, we love Patrick Mahomes. And so does everybody else. So, next question. What is your favorite Luke Combs song? I love this question because this person obviously listens to this podcast and knows that I very much stan Luke Combs. I love him. I love all of his music. So this is a tough question for me too because, again, I'm a vibe person. So there's either the really love heavy ballad or the party songs that he has. So I'm going to pick one of each. I'm cheating. Sorry, again. This is my podcast. I make my own rules. And Matt and Mello aren't here to tell me otherwise. So I'm going to choose Beautiful Crazy for the slow and sweet romantic one, just because it's a classic. And that's the first real love song that he wrote about his now wife. So I just feel like that's so sweet. I also was at Stagecoach and somebody, when he was performing that, proposed. So I feel very sentimental towards that song. And then the other song that I'm going to choose is actually Sleeper for the party song. It's called Don't Tempt Me, and it was not on this last album, but the album before that. And I just, it's Don't Tempt Me with a Good Time. I absolutely love that song. And it's on my favorites playlist that I have on Spotify, and I listen to it often. So definitely think that those two are mine. Do you have a favorite Luke Combs song?
Yeah, so mine's going to be very basic. It's going to be Beer Never Broke My Heart because, that right there. I am a big singer. And I know the most words of any Luke Combs,
That's the most.
Yeah, that's the Luke Combs song I know the most words to.
Okay.
And exactly the song, the part you sang, right when it goes, that's just, it's such a,
It hits. That's what the kids say, right?
Exactly.
Feels weird to be the younger person on the podcast. Feels very strange to be the eldest, but that's a great thing. But I love that you said you love to sing, because I did tell everyone a few episodes ago that you are now using the Peloton and that it goes up to basically my head where your seat is, and someone was like, take a picture of you sitting on it. Now I need to remember to do that, and it just reminded me. But you'll be in riding the Peloton and screaming at the top of your lungs lyrics, and I'm like, how is he doing that? How is he continuing to scream and see he's singing the Beatles? I'm like, all right, cool. I'm glad you're doing that ride, but how are you not dead by singing along with your ride? So
you gotta sing through the pain. It's not fun to be on the Peloton. We do it because it's a great workout. But
yes, it is. I mean, I do it for time with Cody because he is obviously hilarious.
Yeah, so I sing through it because that's what gets me through.
That's super fair. All right, well, those are all of the questions that we have. But thank you for coming along and doing the podcast with me. Matt and Mello will be back for from their family vacation next week. We will be giving you guys more detail on tailgate tour and things to watch out for. Don't forget to follow us on all social media, Two Guys A Girl Pod, Manscaped, Two Guys 20. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Have a safe weekend. And again, thank you, Blake, for being here. And maybe we'll have you on another time. Maybe Matt and Mello will hear this and think, hey, Blake, we need to make it a full sibling podcast.
A full sibling podcast. Maybe, but thank you for having me on for this episode, and it was fun asking you questions I knew most of the answers to.
I know, right? You had to act surprised. All right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.